Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Jabcast. Today we are doing a very, very special Christmas episode. I am Ben, joined as always by my beautiful co-hosts, Alec and Jared. How are you guys doing? How was your past week?
Good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Good. Alec?
Yeah, my week is going great. You know, celebrating a very sunny Christmas this year.
Oh, that's gonna be weird.
It has been. This whole month has been a little awkward because I'm like, my body's used to like, all right, it should be cold now, and it's right. Not. It just started getting below 75 once or twice a week, so it's getting there.
Poor soul.
Yeah, everyone down here that I've talked to said that it kind of does get cold closer to like the end of January or most of February. And they're like, well, thankfully it gets cold for the shortest month of the year. I'm like,
Well, cold to them is like 65 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And everyone's like, well, it also kind of is weird for you because of when we moved down here in September. It was like the end of their like peak summer. So we moved down here and now it's getting cooler and it's kind of still like in that same range as when we left up north. So we're like, we kind of got stuck in a eternal summer pretty much. Other than that, it's not bad.
Good.
Nice and toasty shorts and t-shirts, sunbathing Christmas this year.
It sounds like torture.
It is. It's brutal. We have an amazing Christmas show coming up right now. So
right now.
Hope you all are ready. Buckle your seatbelts because that's the law.
Wow. Yeah. But that was very graceful.
jumping right into it. I'm actually going to be going through a whole brand new list of traditions this year because I'm experiencing Christmas in Florida and right. Emma's family for the first time. So I'm not really going to be experiencing my usual traditions for Christmas. So I'm kind of excited to hear what your guys' traditions are. And then maybe I'll backtrack a little and talk about what mine used to be back in the day.
All right. I can start off here. Usually what would happen is, I usually spend Christmas Eve with one side of the family and then Christmas with another. For the past couple years, it's been we do Christmas Eve at my mom's brother's. So her parents come, my two cousins are there, and my aunt, obviously, and then my family, we go over. And then Christmas morning, her parents also come over for breakfast. And then from there, a little afternoon, we go to, we get together with my dad's family, and that's usually at my aunt's. That's what we were going to do this year, but there was like a COVID scare with my mom's brother's side of the family, so they had to kind of cancel everything. So we're not doing that. But yeah, that's usually how it rolls. And then a couple of days later, we do something else with my mom's side of the family as well, with like my grand aunts, great uncles, that sort of thing. But yeah, just like basic, nothing crazy. We don't do like white elephant. We did that once, which was actually fun, so I wish we'd do it again. But no, besides just getting together, it's just your basic exchange gifts, you know, eat dinner, go home.
Yeah, same here. That's basically what we do. Christmas morning, we have a Christmas at like our house. Like we'll wake up and like exchange gifts or whatever. And then we'll go to either my grandmother's house or my aunt's house and have like a brunch. And then after the brunch, like in the afternoon, we'll like exchange like presents there with like my other part of the family. But yeah, nothing crazy. We don't really do like Jared's like white elephant or Secret Santa or whatever. It's pretty straightforward. But Alec, I'm curious to hear what you're doing because you seem pretty hyped up about all your new Christmas excursions.
Yeah, so this year I will be spending Christmas up near Jacksonville at Emma's parents' house with her family. So I'm actually a little bit excited and a little nervous because like it's the first time I'm not spending Christmas with my family at all. So it's a little little weird, a little different. We will be doing Christmas Eve stuff at her grandparents' house, who actually live down the street from her parents' house.
Oh, okay.
And then Christmas is done. It's like an all-day event of like food and presents and hanging out with everybody at her house. So I'm really looking forward to kind of starting a new little tradition type thing down here. Unfortunately, I am not able to get up to see my family and do like our normal traditions that aren't really normal to me yet either. Growing up forever, it was Christmas with my great grandmother and my grandmother on my dad's side in Pottstown, doing everything there on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning at my house, and they'd come over for breakfast, and then we'd go up to the Poconos where my mom's parents live, and we would do Christmas there with them. And then unfortunately, when my grandmother and great grandmother passed away, we kind of changed traditions, obviously, and it's just never really felt comfortable yet. But that's just because those traditions, we've been doing that for 20 years when we changed it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, it wasn't terribly comfortable. So I'm kind of excited to do something completely different and see where it goes. But we've never done like secret Santas or anything. It's more of just, you know, typical hanging around the family, being with everybody type of stuff. I do, however, have a few experiences doing secret Santas or white elephants with friends and like hockey teams and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're not bad. They're kind of funny for the most part.
Yeah. Normally, did you guys do a whole
bunch of gag gifts?
Yeah.
That's like, it's not like real stuff.
I've been doing secret Santa with the same group of friends for, I want to say this will be our 8th year doing it. Yeah. We started freshman year of high school. So 7th, I guess this would be 7th. So yeah, it's been a long time. We've been doing it for a while. We started off, we'd set like a limit, mm-hmm. and then we said, you know, you can either do something like serious or gag gifts. And when it started, it was a lot of gag gifts. Like through high school, it was probably more gag gifts. But I think after we graduated and got into college, we started just doing more serious stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Gag gifts are easier for me to buy because there's like less pressure, I guess. Like a gag gift, like if you don't like it, sometimes that's the point, you know?
Yeah.
Or it's just to make everybody laugh, and that's fine. But then like when you actually have to think about, I'm a terrible gift giver, so that like always stresses me out. I've been fine the past couple years, but I always preferred gag gifts. But it's nice because like I've got a kind of a big friend group, and you don't want, you know, everyone's got,
you don't want to seem friends. More genuine towards other people.
Yeah, right. And it you know, there's like 8 of us, and some I know better than others, obviously, and more comfortable with others. So there'd be ones that I would actually know what I wanted to get them, and then others I have no idea. So Secret Santa kind of takes that whole pressure away, which is nice. You really only have to get a gift for one person out of 8 people, and we just kind of leave it at that. So that's nice. So yeah, we're doing it again this year. I'm excited. Got my gift for my person. Looking forward to it. Benjamin, you do any Secret Santa or have?
No. Not particularly. Me and my friends actually have like never really like bought gifts for each other. It's just like not been something that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, I guess I'm okay with. I think it's mostly because we're broke. Like,
yeah.
yeah. And also like we live like pretty far apart, so like it's hard to like stage a meetup. But yeah, I think this year we bought some things for each other just because now we're more financially stable. But nothing like major, not like a nothing like super. I wish one of my friends would have bought me a PS5, but you can't always get what you want.
Hey, check your mail. I'm just kidding.
Whoa. No, it's, I don't know, just never really been something that we've done. I've done it like in the past, like with my high school friends, but I was even more broke then. So it's not like, it's not like it was any better.
Yeah. That's when you're like, Dad, can I have $30 for a present for this thing?
Yeah. Yes, exactly what Why? It was.
Yeah. That's,
I don't even know this person.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I just, Secret Santas are, they can be tough when they're not, when they're trying to be like for real, like real Secret Santas. And I've done a few that are like, they, we want you to do something genuine or something real. And I'm like, I guess, but not really into that. Thanks though. But I like the Secret Santas with hockey, with my hockey teams were always different, I guess you could say. They were very, they were just highly inappropriate gifts for the most part.
Yeah.
But they were always a good time. A lot of laughs. Everyone was always laughing.
Yep.
Or it was something, or there were gifts that just made you kind of be kind of like dark humor gifts. For example, one of my teammates was very into his German heritage and did a lot of actual like common competitions. He did competitions with like a traditional German dance. Like he was very, very into his German heritage. And someone on the team got him Mein Kampf for Christmas.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And like stuff like that. It's it's funny.
The best Secret Santa gift was the one I never got, because we do like this like app or whatever, and it sends it out through an email, like who you get. And we sent them out. I think this happened last year. They sent them out, and my friend Seth, actually, he looked at it from the year before, because he had me 2 years ago, and he thought he got me. He ordered me a dick mold thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, you make a mold of your own dick. And he buys it, and then like 2 days before Secret Santa, he realizes he didn't have me. So now he has to find a gift for whoever he had and get rid of this dick mold thing that he already got. So he like sends it back, and he tells me, he goes, yeah, I was kind of glad that happened, because I think you would have thought that was so weird. But I honestly, that would have been f-ing hilarious. So yeah. I'm hoping he has me this year, and he actually got it for me.
Yeah. I also, my probably the weirdest Secret Santa I've ever been in was one that I didn't know everyone. Like, I haven't met a lot of the people before. And the gift I ended up getting, and they were like, oh, fill out this Amazon wish list thing or whatever. And I wasn't really paying attention, and I just like put up some like hoodies or whatever, because I had no idea who got me. And I figured if it was one of my friends who was in this friend group who picked me, then they would have actually like done something funny something a little more personal. And the person who got me accidentally bought me a baby sized sweatshirt of what I put in the Amazon wish list thing.
Right.
And I opened it, and I was like, I don't think this will fit. And everyone just kind of thought it was really funny. But yeah, I knew like 5 out of the 30 people that were in this.
30.
Yeah, holy shit. There was a lot of people who were doing this. And I was like,
that's crazy.
And when my friends approached me with it, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Because I was under the assumption it was just like the 6 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And nope. They asked like the whole floor of the dorm building. And I'm like,
wow.
Like, this is a lot of people.
Yeah.
But outside of Secret Santas, what are some of like the worst gifts you've ever gotten?
Ben, we've been talking for a while. You have anything for this?
I can't think of any like one specific thing, because like I've made use of most of the Christmas gifts. I guess like when I was a kid and like all I asked for was toys, my mom would get me clothing. And my mom's opinion of what I should wear has always been different than mine. So yeah. I would like open up like a purple sweater on Christmas morning, and I'd be like, man, I have like nothing to wear. And she's like, oh, what about that sweater I got you for Christmas? And I'm just like, no, like, No, I'm not wearing a purple sweater to school. One time my grandfather got me. So like my grandpa is a farmer basically. So he's like really into agriculture. So I am not. So we have basically nothing in common. And a couple years ago, he got me like a 30 pack of like Charmin toilet paper. And he's like, oh, you'll probably need this for your dorm. And I was like, well, probably.
Yeah.
I guess
I mean, you probably before. Used it, right?
I think I did, actually.
Yeah. Save you a little money.
Oh, so I'm a huge Brooklyn Nets fan. And I asked my grandmother for a Kevin Durant like jersey, or even like Nike makes like t-shirts that have like the players like name and number or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I asked for one of those, and on Christmas morning I opened a box that had a black like Gildan t-shirt, and it's like screen printed on it were just two big letters. It said KD in huge letters and it was like four sizes too large, and she's like, that was what you're talking about, right? And I was like, sure. Sure.
Hey, she tried, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever worn it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but I appreciate the thought.
My, this was years ago. My great grandmother got me and my sister. I mean, we were relatively young at the time. So she got us like those big coloring sketchbooks. Like, it's like canvas size, a couple feet.
Yeah.
And that was cool. And then, so it was that, and then she got us these little potted plants that were like this big, like a mini potted plant. And for some reason, my grandfather, her son, thought it was hilarious, starts crying laughing that she got us potted plants. I'm probably 8 and my sister's 5, and she got us these little potted plants. So he's crying laughing, and we're like impressionable little kids, so we start laughing too. And we start laughing at the fact that we're laughing, and it turned into like 10 minutes of us laughing at her. And then someone's like, okay, wow. I think we should calm down now. And I'm just like, the funniest thing ever. And it didn't really hit until years later. I was like, wow, that was really bad.
I have kind of a similar experience. So when I was a kid, I was like super dramatic. And I would like let people know if like I didn't get something that I really wanted. Mm-hmm. So there was one year I had to have been like 7 or 8. I got nothing that I asked for. I don't know what I had asked for, but I just got nothing. So my grandparents went to like Louisiana or something, and they got me this like a shirt from like New Orleans or whatever, and then like a notebook like with a transparent like lid. And it was like a really cool mechanism. It would like flip and open and like go around the back, and you'd like write notes. And on the very first page, I wrote things I got for Christmas that I wanted. And then I wrote a checklist, and I bullet point one, I said nothing. And I closed it and put it on like the coffee table in the living room, and everyone could see it. And my dad put me aside, and he's like, yeah, your grandmother was like really upset. And I said to him, I was like, maybe she should have gotten me something that I wanted.
Yeah. That's messed up.
That's so bad. I still do, like 14 years later.
Alec, what about you, man?
So there's a... I am terrible as well with getting gifts. I can't, like... I don't know how to receive gifts from people. I enjoy watching people open up the stuff that I got them, but I can't. I hate when people are like staring at me. Oh, look at you opening my gift. Oh, look, you're gonna, that's from me. I'm like, I know I can read. Can you stop staring at me while I open?
Yeah.
And then I'll say thank you later. Like, I don't need the room to be silent while I open my present, but that's just kind of how it goes. And I'm terrible with it, but
yep.
There is a gift giver who I always look forward to opening their gift, and it's my cousin Justin. He is the best at giving gifts to people. He picks out the best gifts for everybody, and every year he levels it up for everyone. 2 years ago he got me like, it was like an off-brand Nerf gun that shot a minimum of 20 yards. It was incredible. Oh, yeah. I loved it. Then the following year, he bought me like a handgun style crossbow. And that's what he got me that year. And then last year he got me like a big hunting knife set with hunting knives in it. And I'm like,
oh yeah.
All right. And he gives the best presents every year. And I look
forward to killer
gifts every year.
That's like serial killer gifts.
Yeah. But and he bought his dad, and he tried to play it off like it was some big fancy pillow. And it was huge. And he's like, oh, it's like for the couch, so that way you can put it on the couch and use it as like a bigger body pillow or like a. And then he flipped it. His dad flips it over and there's grips on the bottom. And we're like, this is a dog bed. He bought his dad a dog bed. And it's amazing. He like tries to play all of his gifts off like they're something that they're not. And it's. And he normally ends up doing a really good job picking really good gifts.
That's so funny.
And then there's like I don't know if you guys have like a floating gift that keeps getting regifted, or if you
anything. I don't know what you're talking about though.
Our family has this horrible clock that every hour it tweets a different bird sound.
Oh my God.
It is terrible.
That's fantastic.
It is a horrible, horrible clock. And every year we give it to my grandmother. She gets it every year.
Poor woman.
How do you get it back then?
Well, we just steal it from her. She's like, I'm going to hide this. And one of you is getting it next year. And then my grandfather just ends up taking it and then giving it to like me and my mom. My uncle or one of my cousins, and then we just take it after Christmas and it sits at our house for a year until next Christmas when we give it back to my grandmother.
And is it like big?
It's about the size of like a normal clock, but each every hour it'll like chirp a different bird sound. Oh, and God. it's annoying. And if I can find a picture of it online, I'll put it like over here or something on the YouTube video. It is horrible. Like it is a terrible clock and it looks ugly. And every year she gets it, and every year she opens it and she just yells, oh, it's that damn clock again. And it makes me laugh so hard. It's hysterical.
That's not the only thing you get her, right?
No. No, here's the best part. Justin, who is my cousin who gives the best gifts, got an image of this clock made into a pillow, and she had to open the pillow, which was that damn clock on the pillow. And they're probably going to end up listening to this on Christmas before they open gifts, so I'm not going to say anything else about it, but I don't know who has it, and whoever has it, I hope they give it to her again. Or if she has it, I better not be getting it.
That's great.
It is amazing though, and I want to try to get so many more present idea type things with that damn clock on it, and I want to give them to her because it's so funny.
I was dying when you were first explaining that, because I was picturing like a grandfather clock size thing.
No.
When you said they steal it back, I was like, wow, that's a heist.
No, it's just like a regular wall clock.
Yeah, that's still so funny though.
It is. I have no idea who has it right now.
The family of the traveling clock.
Yeah, pretty much. My grandfather somehow hid it in their house for a whole year and ended up giving it to her. In like he just got like a giant pizza box and cleaned it, wiped it out, and put the clock in the pizza box.
That's
and
fantastic.
Had to open it that way. Funny. We've put it in like old table boxes. Like if someone bought a new kitchen table, we'd put it in that box and wrap it up. So that way it's all in different sizes. She opens every present like on guard. Like, is it gonna be that clock?
That's great.
It is. So I And that's a family tradition that I'm going to miss too. I don't know who has it. And I wish I could be there to see her open it.
Oh yeah.
If she gets it again. I hope we didn't lose it. Cause a few years, I think we did lose it. And that's when we bought her like pillows with the clock on it.
So, and then you found it again.
Yeah. So I hope we can find it.
That's great.
But one thing that we do when we are opening presents is we have Christmas music in the background.
Yeah.
Do you guys listen to a lot of Christmas music, or is that like kind of reserved for the day?
I will tolerate it on the day. There are a few songs I like, especially if it's like background music, you know, but I love her to death. But my sister, like the beginning of the month, she turns on, like last night she was listening to the Phineas and Ferb Christmas music soundtrack.
Oh my God.
That, yeah. It's either that or it's the Mariah Carey one.
Mm-hmm.
Just singing as loud as possible. So like I have like it's like a trigger for me when I hear that stuff. I'm like, ugh. I like brace for it. So, and that's kind of spread to all Christmas music. And that's not because of her, really. I never really was a fan of Christmas music, but I do know at some point in December I'm going to hear Buford from Yes and Ferb singing something about Christmas with was it Baljeet?
Yeah, Baljeet.
Yeah, so
that's incredible. Christmas music is just as commercialized as the holiday itself.
Yeah.
So similar to Jared, I'll like tolerate it like around the holiday, but I mean at work it's just we hear the worst possible Christmas songs. like a lo-fi cover of like George Michael's whatever Christmas song that is.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I listening to? No, but there's some good, like, I like the older Christmas songs, like from like the crooner era, like Nat King Cole and Bing Crosby, stuff like that. That's about it. And the Public Enemy Christmas song from like the 80s.
What?
Group. Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
That's about it. No, but it's, Christmas music is so like, it just sucks. A lot of it sucks. Yeah, just unbearable.
Yeah. Well,
Alec, how do you feel?
I'm a little like indifferent. I cannot stand Christmas music before December in general. Like if you play it before December, I don't like it. Don't want it on. It's not needed. December, I'll tolerate it a little bit. And then like the week of Christmas and Christmas Day, I'll listen to it, and it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't bother me as much. It just gets old after a while and repetitive because there's not a whole lot of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And not a whole lot of original Christmas songs. It's a lot of the same stuff being redone or remixed by different artists. But bringing up Mariah Carey, she is probably the one to make the biggest splash on Christmas.
Oh yeah.
She this year and every year she makes roughly $16.2 million just off of Christmas.
Jesus.
That's not including like what all her other songs that she makes in royalties. And this doesn't, and it is a little bit of rough math. It's not quite everything, because it does, like I said, it doesn't account for royalties and other revenue splits with her record label. This is just counting her average yearly streams of her Christmas song and the sales of her Christmas album per year. So that's, and Apple TV, and the new Apple TV special that just came out with her in it, and her McDonald's menu deal. Which was $5 million.
Isn't McDonald's menu?
Yeah, it's like something new. You get like something free every day or something.
Yeah, $5 million.
Let me check what it is.
She has an Apple TV special, and that made her $8 million.
Today's Mariah menu is a free sausage McMuffin with egg.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, like she makes a significant amount just off of this song.
Incredible.
And that's rough. Like I said, that's just a rough estimate. At Spotify, the estimated pay rate is 0.0037 cents per stream. And Mariah Carey would have made $262,700 on Spotify.
She may make that much money, but I make several hundred calories off of the sausage McMuffin with egg that's available during the Mariah menu.
Wow.
Yeah. And then at Spotify, it's roughly a penny per stream, and she would have made about $710,000.
That's like an ungodly amount of streams. You have to stream, like, that's a lot of streams.
Yeah.
That is a lot of streams.
My biggest takeaway from that.
Yeah, it is a lot of streams. And that's just for All I Want for Christmas Is You. Just that.
You've got a whole Christmas album, right?
Yeah.
That's just the most famous one from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has an entire song. The celebrity net worth actually calculated that she earns between $600,000 and $1 million in the month of December every year. Just this month.
That's insane.
I wish, like, Mariah, pay my tuition. Please.
Please.
Like, my loans could be covered under your Spotify streams alone. Like, that's it. And
you just got to stream the song a bunch and then tell her how many times you did.
And she'll reimburse you. And she'd still have some gas money.
Or it's like that kid who got his tuition paid by Lil Uzi. You just have to like meet her in public somewhere and like tell her how big of a fan.
The guy literally just asked. That's crazy. Like,
can you pay my college loans?
And yeah, that's what he did.
He was like legit about it. He's like, I need your transcripts. I need your grades. I need to know what you're doing. I need to know that you're doing good. And I need to know you're working on it. And they were like, oh, he was like,
got you.
Bet. Like, I got you. I'll do it.
Uzi's for the kids, man. He really is.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, when I was working at the Lil Baby concert, Lil Baby just gave some kid a backpack full of cash at the concert.
Wish that could have been me.
That's insane.
The kid was like 10, but like, yeah, he gave him a backpack full of cash.
Spent it all on V-Bucks.
Yeah, crypto. He gave him a backpack full of
10-year-old went and invested it in stocks and crypto.
NFTs.
Yeah.
NFTs.
We should get a Jackass NFT.
We should. Actually,
there's a kid out there. If you feel bad about like something on your Christmas list, there's a kid out there who asked his parents for an NFT, like guaranteed. Or he's like buying, even worse, there's a kid like our age who's buying his parents an NFT for Christmas. Like,
yeah, Jesus. There you go.
This will be worth more later.
How are they even worth stuff? Like, I don't understand NFTs enough.
Because we attributed value to them. That's basically
it's a fabricated value.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much like art.
Yeah, sure. But even less so. Like, it is like art. It's like created, but it's not even the picture itself is what makes it valuable. It's the unique line of code embedded within the image.
It's like basically valuable. Basically, like, you own like that image. So like other people can use it, but like you have like the original, which is just stupid.
So it's like copyright.
Sure.
Yeah. In a way. Yeah, it's stupid. Like, there's no way you can explain it without it sounding like a Ponzi scheme, because that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, to get back into Christmas.
What's your favorite Christmas NFT?
Yeah, exactly. What is it? No. What's your favorite Christmas movies? But I wanted to start this off by going through this map that I found, because it is kind of ridiculous. I wanted to kind of, because it is a little Jabcasty talking about the movies. So I wanted to go through the favorite Christmas movies by state, because there are some that are out of left field, I think, for this. For instance, California, their favorite Christmas Christmas movie is Edward Scissorhands.
What?
Yeah, so is Rhode Island.
What? Is that even a Christmas movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it technically is. I watched it recently.
This is done. It's compiled with data from IMDb and Google Trends is how they determined this map. For Pennsylvania, it is Bad Santa. And Florida is Home Alone.
Bad Santa. That's the one with Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm
looking at the same thing as you, by the way. Is it by Comparitech?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is Home Alone took the top spot with 9 states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and New York. That seems to be the number one Christmas movie.
This is pretty new too. This is from 2020.
The one I'm looking at was updated 23 hours ago.
Yeah, the article. And then it says editor's note, article was originally published.
Yeah, they update it like every year.
Ah, okay. I gotcha.
And then Die Hard is obviously, for some reason, on this list.
I agree.
You agree with that Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
Yeah, because part of the plot has to do with Christmas.
I don't know. Bruce Willis said that it is not a Christmas movie.
Well, Bruce Willis is also a little bit of a crackpot. But like part of the plot is like the reason he's there is because of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like the plot wouldn't be the same if it wasn't Christmas time.
Well, Die Hard is the most popular Christmas movie in Alaska, Washington, and Nebraska.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Then we have, then like I said, Edward Scissorhands shows up for some weird reason. It's a Wonderful Life. That would be the favorite in Maine. I don't know why that would be a favorite movie up there. One that I'm surprised isn't on here as much is Elf and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, I only see those like Grinch. once or twice.
They're only on there once or twice. The Santa Claus is a big one. The Polar Express I see on here a couple times.
One that's I don't think it's on here at all is A Christmas Story.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy that's not on here.
On here at all.
Also Noel in Minnesota. Minnesota. Yeah, that's insane. That movie's from 2019 on Disney Plus. It's like a Disney Plus exclusive. So the fact that made that, also it's not good.
And then I have no idea what Prancer is. I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's gotta be about the
reindeer, right?
The reindeer, one of the reindeer we watched it in like grade school. It like breaks loose from the sleigh and lands in like a small town. And it's the typical like they try to hide that there's a reindeer, like a small child befriends Prancer and tries to hide that there's a reindeer and like it kind of like restores the Christmas spirit around the town or something.
Isn't it like it feels like it's like E.T.
Yeah,
it's basically with a reindeer. It's a Christmas. Prancer like rejoins Santa at the end or something.
Yeah.
But now that we look at the map, I kind of
Do you see the favorite movie in Connecticut? Is Christmas in Connecticut?
Wow,
that's a little biased.
Yeah, a little bit.
Although that'd be weird if it was like Iowa's favorite.
Yeah, that'd be funny. But yeah, I wanted to kind of get your guys' thoughts on your favorite Christmas movies. And then I kind of had a little twist on Christmas movies with our top kind of Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Koozies.
Yeah, so I'm looking, I mean, based off this map, there's a lot of the classics that I will watch and enjoy, like Home Alone. Polar Express is actually really good.
Yeah.
I do like Die Hard, whether or not you consider that a Christmas movie.
That's my number one kind of Christmas
movie. Yeah, I put it there as well. Santa Claus is good. Edward Scissorhands is good, whether you consider that one or not. Looking at this here. Yeah, and then you got like How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Home Alone 1 and 2, if I didn't already say that. I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life or A Christmas Story. But those are like the two biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, besides those, Klaus is like a recent one. I think that was 2019. It's an animated one on Netflix, and it's really, really good. I think it was up for an Oscar for Best Animated Picture. J.K. Simmons is Santa. Jason Schwartzman is like this, I think he's an elf. He's like a mailman. And then kind of takes the role of Santa as the movie progresses. It's really good. Fat Man, which I know I talked about on the show before. That's, oh my God, what's his name? Walton Goggins got coal one year from Santa, and then he vows to kill him. So he grows up, becomes an assassin, and tries to kill Santa. Mel Gibson is Santa. And then The Night Before, that's like, it's a Seth Rogen movie. It's him, Anthony Mackie, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And it's just like, I don't know. They just go out on the town and have like a crazy night, and it's to the backdrop of Christmas.
Yeah. So for me, my favorite Christmas movies would be Elf, The Grinch with Jim Carrey, not the animated one. Well, not the new animated one. I don't like that one at all.
Benedict.
I like, and then The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, Frosty the Snowman, 1969 animated one, and Polar Express. They're my top five.
Frosty's a good one. That's another.
Yeah, like
that's not on here.
I'd consider that one like a classic.
Yeah, definitely is
Christmas one. It's amazing. And then my kind of Christmas movies were Die Hard, Why Him, Daddy's Home, and The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Edward Scissorhands. Just because they all either explore the idea of Christmas or just happen to take place around Christmas time. But Ben, what are your top Christmas and kind of Christmas movies?
My top Christmas movies are Elf, Arthur Christmas, and A Muppet's Christmas Story.
That's a good one.
Kind of Christmas movies. I guess I'd have to say Die Hard. I don't really know like many other kind of Christmas movies. Yeah, so just basically Die Hard. But yeah, Arthur Christmas is probably one of the most underrated films of all time. It's really good. And A Muppet's Christmas Story I've seen like a billion times, and it never gets any less fun. Especially because the Tiny Tim is just played by a smaller version of Kermit that is brown. yeah, it's great. Yeah, those are my favorites.
Tiny Tim Muppet, I gotta look that up. Something I forgot to mention with my kind of Christmases, Iron Man 3 is another one.
Yeah.
Definitely set around Christmas, and it's another one of those, it's like Die Hard, the plot wouldn't be exactly the same if it weren't Christmas time.
Right.
And I think that's what makes it a Christmas movie. And it's a show, and it's still ongoing right now, but I have to mention Hawkeye. Very explicitly about Christmas. The entire plot is he has 6 days to resolve the conflict of the show and get home to his family for Christmas. So very, very Christmas themed.
Yeah. Another movie that I kind of want to make an honorable mention of is Fred Claus. I think that's funny. It's with Vince Vaughn. And he plays Santa Claus's brother, and he's like just annoyed because he's in the shadow of his brother for all these years.
And I
think it's just so funny, and it's
Paul Giamatti Santa. See this,
and then Santa gets sick, so Fred has to step up and take over the family business.
Jared, would you consider Fargo to be a kind of Christmas movie?
Yeah, I would.
About that time, I think.
I think so. Let me double check. Yeah. I feel like it is because... Yeah. I'm having trouble remembering.
I think the scene where they go to the like airport to check the dude's car or something that's been there for a while, like the dude was there because he was like traveling somewhere for the holiday or something.
Yeah, you're right. I was getting I can like tell the difference, but when I was thinking about it, I kept thinking about the different seasons of the show too. And I know at some point in the shows, it's also around the holidays. And I was like, no, not that. Thinking about the movie. But yeah, I think you're right.
Well, now I want to get on to my favorite part is food.
Oh, yeah.
What is a Christmas staple for you guys?
We just basically have like a dumbed down version of like Thanksgiving. Which is not my choice. I would rather have something else, but yeah, it's basically just like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. There would be like a few things that are different, but it's basically just like Thanksgiving, the sequel.
The sequel.
Thanksgiving part two.
Our Christmas is even, our Christmas dinner is even less structured than Thanksgiving would be. I don't think we, I'm trying to think, I guess that we do turkey. I honestly can't remember. I don't eat ham, but I know ham is a lot of times the main course. But I don't think a lot of people in my family really prefer ham. So I think it always ends up being turkey. But personally, I would love to do the, you know, Jewish people, since they don't celebrate Christmas, they get Chinese instead.
Yeah.
On Christmas. I would love to just do that.
Yeah.
I might pitch that this year.
I want like a cheeseburger. Like, I don't want to eat like another Thanksgiving. Like, I want like steak or something. Something
good. Pizza.
Oh yeah. Christmas pizza. That'd be insane.
Yeah. Go so
Alec, how are you?
For me, it's pretty much a lot of what you guys said, except there are some things that get switched out. Like we have some turkey or chicken, but we definitely have ham. The ham is like the main one in this time. And I think it's more of like we have like apple cider there, we have candy canes. And honestly, I think what makes it more Christmas is the cookies.
Yeah.
Christmas cookies, yeah. I think, are what kind of basically changes the outfit of Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
is throwing in those Christmas cookies, gingerbread cookies. Do you guys like eggnog?
No.
Yeah,
I've never touched it. It's never touched my tongue, but I know I don't like it, and I won't try it.
Yeah, our resident picky eater. Yeah.
Give it a better name, first of all.
Eggnog.
Christmas drink.
Christmas drink.
I mean, it literally is just like an egg drink. So it's what you gonna call it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not
nog at the end.
And I know ham and fish is a big deal.
Italians do the seven fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. The fish is a big deal in like for more of like a religious reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One thing that's at every dinner that I love is the mashed potatoes and the Hawaiian rolls.
Oh. Hawaiian rolls.
The King's Hawaiian rolls are the best.
Oh, well, you guys know how much I love rolls, how much I talked about them at Thanksgiving. Oh my God. Arby's has, you can get like sliders on Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Dude, this is not related at all, but so the place I work is in like a mall basically. And there's an Arby's right there. I used to go there for lunch every day, and it's closed. And I honestly thought for a second about just blowing up the shopping center. That's the only thing that would ever get me through my day.
I was really disappointed. There's one near my Walmart, and I was driving past, and they had a poster in the window for a caramel cinnamon milkshake.
Ooh.
I was like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. And I like told my family, I was like, all right, let's go get that. And then we went to go get it, and they already changed it to like a mint chocolate chip one. I was so pissed. I never got to try it.
So sorry for you, man.
Yeah, rough day.
I am looking at like a list of like a bunch of different countries and their their staple for Christmas, and I want to go to the United Kingdom because they have beef Wellington typically.
Oh man,
that would be amazing.
I'm looking at it right now. Is it just steak inside a pastry?
It's basically beef inside a pastry, and it looks really good. But you have to make it like just right, or it's not.
Good. Meat's very rare. It's like bright pink. I think it says pate, right? I think it just said it's coated with pate, and I don't know what that says. Duke cells. Ooh, I just thought of something else I really like. My dad might be making this year. You ever had latkes?
Oh yeah.
The Jewish potato pancakes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I learned from my favorite YouTube, Good Mythical Morning, that they are originally it's just fried ricotta cheese into like a disc.
Yeah.
So I think my dad's gonna try and make that, if not just latkes. Latkes. I think I keep saying it wrong. Yeah, those are good. We made those in my I had a humanities class senior year of high school where we just learned about different cultures, and the one day around the holidays we just made a bunch of holiday food, and my English teacher was just flipping latkes all day. It was really good.
Yeah, so and this I'm like kind of looking more at like different countries, and the Czech Republic and Slovakia and Poland, which is like a lot of where my family is from. And my great grandmother was the first generation born in the United States from that era, from my great great grandparents who came to the United States. And a lot of what's in like the Czech Republic and Slovakia list and a lot in the Polish list is like exactly what was on the dinner table every Christmas Eve. Which is incredible, because I'm like, this is good. And there was no meat. You have like pierogies, which have you guys eaten pierogies, right?
Oh yeah.
No.
You've never eaten pierogies?
I have avoided them. My dad loves them.
It's just mashed potatoes with.
I don't like mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah, that's right. You don't like it. It's just like a ravioli, but with potatoes.
Oh my god. Ew.
What
I'm looking at, like Ukrainian Christmas dishes,
those are good too.
There's one called kutia, which is like rice with like seeds in it.
Yeah, that's that's not bad actually.
Pierogies, basically pickles, baked apples, borscht, which is one of my least favorite dishes of all time.
Borscht,
it's like a stew, borscht. Like a soup.
So, ew.
Ew, this is gross. What is wrong with these people?
I like another the potato pancakes though. Those are good.
Yeah. Yeah. Another good tradition I'd love to adopt is Japanese people get KFC for Christmas.
Yes.
I would love that. My family, they think I'm like scum of the earth, the type of food I prefer over other things, but I would kill to just eat KFC over anything else.
Oh yeah,
that's Christmas related.
Yeah. And being in Florida and working with a bunch of people who are like native Spanish speakers and native from like Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Cuba, they're like telling me all these other things that they eat or drink at their Christmases, and it all looks amazing. Like one of the drinks they have, I'm going to say it wrong, is I think it's coquito. And it's essentially just like it's like a spiced eggnog is like the easiest way to describe it from what it looks like.
That has coconut in it, I think.
Yeah. Because coquito means little coconut in Spanish.
That's what they called me in high school.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
I started that actually. I didn't know you at the time, but I like just said you
hunted me down.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the desserts look amazing. And like rum cake, I think rum cake is actually a highly underrated dessert.
Oh, what about fruitcake? What are you guys' opinions on fruitcake?
Negative, Space Ranger.
I've never had it. I don't know. I don't even know if I've been in the proximity of one.
No.
Run.
I don't think it shows
up at the table, throw it out the window.
Fruit cake.
Fruit cake is gross.
Christmas. Wow. Yeah, I think this is the first time I've actually seen a picture of one, and it's worse. You're like cartoons, they would draw it.
Yeah.
And it just looked like a monstrosity. Terrible. And this is worse.
It is. What is
I prefer the cartoon version.
The pizza place near me gives everyone a panettone before Christmas. It's like an Italian fruitcake, basically. And it's different like regionally, but the one that they give us has like nuts and like raisins in it. And I'm like, bro. You take me back to like hunter-gatherer times. I'm eating like
Yeah, we pizza place near me did that too. They I don't know if they're giving them out or if they sold them and my mom bought them, but it was like, I don't know, like assorted cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That were like Italian based, and there was something just like what you just described. And then there was another one that had an egg with the shell inside of it.
Ew.
I was like, is this a trap? We got you to eat eggshells, you piece of shit.
Jesus.
Why?
So weird.
Why do a lot of the alcoholic drinks around Christmas tend to stem from whiskey, rum, and brandy?
Because it makes you feel warm inside.
That's a good thought. Yeah. They also like rum, especially mixes well with like sweet sugary stuff. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Rum and chocolate milk.
Yeah. Now, isn't it? What do you mix with that? It's coffee. Rum? It's whiskey and coffee. Makes
Irish. Yeah, yeah. Irish coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
My secret's out. That's really what I drink every show.
Dude.
Whoa. The one year we did at my aunt's house. Well, I learned this in college at a party in Bloomsburg. It was called back in the day. Peppermint patty shot. You take peppermint schnapps and then you just squirt chocolate syrup in your mouth. It's actually, and I hate mint stuff, but I take the shot and then eat the chocolate, and then it was really good.
Yeah. I'm gonna start going to bars and asking for a pitcher of vodka Red Bull, but I just actually want a pitcher of Red Bull.
Hold the vodka.
It'll be like it'd be like Bobby Boucher when he went to the party. Can I have a scotch and water? Hold the scotch.
I was at a restaurant the other day. It was like a nice restaurant, and I looked at their drinks menu, and they had. You could just get like a Red Bull. It was like $6. I was like, why would I want a Red Bull with like my steak?
Can I get a virgin vodka Red Bull, please?
They have that in the Wendy's like Coke machine where you can like pick all the different flavors. Yeah. Vodka Red Bull.
Dude, that's the best. I would love for someone to go to like a bar or a fancy restaurant and just start ordering like a virgin Jack and Coke.
There's this meme I saw forever ago, and it still makes me laugh whenever I'm reminded of it. Some guy goes, "Hey, can I get a rum and Coke?" And the bartender goes, "Is Pepsi okay?" He goes, "Yeah, sure." And the guy pours Coke and Pepsi into a cup.
That's funny.
I hope everybody is having an amazing Christmas and is having a lovely time celebrating time with their family. If Christmas is not for you, I hope you enjoy just a lovely day off being observed from work. But I hope you had a great time celebrating whatever holidays you spend with all of your family and friends being throughout the holidays. The whole point of any holiday really is to just be with your family, be with your friends, and especially now kind of just look back on the year and be thankful that it's over, which we will talk about in our New Year's special. So I hope you all listen to the New Year's special, which will be coming out obviously on New Year's. Thank you all very much for listening to our Christmas special. And like I said, I hope to see you all again very soon. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Yeah.